This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
What's up, everybody? Back again for episode 7 of the Aerostorm podcast. I hope everybody had a good 2 weeks. I know we took a week off. I recently had to take care of some stuff with my son, and I actually got my first dose of the Moderna vaccine for COVID-19. I am finally glad to get it. It's been a while of me trying, since I am considered pretty high risk with COVID. I've been trying to get my son's surgery stuff taken care of. He gets surgery in 2 weeks from yesterday. He's getting his tonsils taken out. So there will be probably at least a week break that week. So the week of the 17th and the 18th, it'll be the week off of the podcast. So we'll have this week's, next week's, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll have another one. Another big announcement. I have officially set a stream schedule. I have a PS5. It came in a couple days ago. I'm still downloading the games on it. But our official stream schedule is going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Will be sports games, either MLB The Show, Madden, or eventually we will drop Madden and replace it with NCAA football. We'll rebuild programs and we'll go from there. MLB The Show will go anywhere from Diamond Dynasty, March to October, or the My Player mode that they have at MLB. The Show is one of the best sports games ever, and honestly, it blows Madden and NBA 2K out of the water for me. Thank God it's finally on Xbox. I'm trying to decide if I want to play on PlayStation or Xbox for the stream. If you all have any preference, you can let me know, and I will go with what the majority votes. Thursday or Saturday, depending on the week and my wife's work schedule, we'll be doing a shooter, either Fortnite, Call of Duty, or Destiny. Most likely a Battle Royale. If it's Destiny, we'll either do dungeon runs or a solo and stuff like that. Or a sorry excuse of an attempt for me and Anthony to run trials. I mean, we don't do good in trials, but we can dream. It'd be a fun attempt to say that we're halfway decent. Sunday, this coming up Sunday, is my first fantasy baseball draft in years, so this will be the first time that I've actually done one. A couple people from the channel and my wife and her sister are going to be in the league. I will recap the draft with who all I got next podcast. I'm hoping to get someone like Fernando Tatis, Bryce Harper. I'd say my first pick would probably be Mookie Betts or Fernando. Vlad Jr. would be a mid-round pick for me. I've played against a lot of players that are in the MLB now. Those were some of my better days, but that'll be the first draft I've done in at least 10 years. I was younger whenever I did fantasy baseball. I mainly stick to fantasy football. Again, we'll do a recap next Friday on the podcast of who all we picked up. We missed 2 weeks, so we'll start off with Pokemon Day. We missed Pokemon Day, which is... it was underwhelming the day of, but the day before is whenever they actually dropped all their announcements. They announced Pokemon Legends Arceus and Sinnoh, a chibi remake that's pissed off a lot of people. Couple new songs. They did the Post Malone concert. Now they have, I think it was Bad Bunny, is who was... the third singer that they've announced will be part of the P25 concert. Katy Perry, I believe, is next. All in all, the day of was pretty underwhelming. They didn't have any actual announcements. They just had the Post Malone concert, which actually was pretty cool. It was four songs, so it was really short. But they did transitions in the, throughout the Pokemon world throughout the songs. And it's pretty cool to see Post Malone in it. He's one of my favorite artists. So it was a win for me. But if you weren't a Post Malone fan, it was definitely one of the most underwhelming, especially with it being the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. The cards are still impossible to find. I was lucky enough to have a friend get two boxes of the Pikachu Shining Fates. I pulled a couple good cards. He hooked me up. Thank you, Josh, if you listen. The cards are going for about three times the retail is what is about the normal price right now. Some of the Elite Trainer boxes you can find for two times retail, but for the most part, you're looking at three times retail. And at that point, just unless you have God-tier luck with every box you open, you're not going to make money on these boxes, or you're not even going to break even on these boxes. So I've just begun to give up on collecting cards altogether. I'm hoping to pick up some baseball or football cards this weekend. I know a card shop here, but I'll be opening those on stream. The most disappointing part about this is the local card shops are having to compete with people like us that collect, but they're having to buy from people like us now, so they're selling at even more jack prices. I made a Facebook post today showing the local card shop. You're looking at three to four times prices on anything right now, and it's just so depressing because stuff like Pokemon and sports cards have been a big part of my life, and now that I can't even afford to be in the hobby, it's just depressing. And I know a lot of the big collectors have said that they don't think this will last long, but we're a year in, and it has no signs of slowing down, and it's just depressing. I'm ready for prices to go back down. The newest Pokemon set starts this coming week. I'm ready to play the card game in tournaments again. I know Pokemon actually has decided, for those who have been vaccinated and want to risk it, they're going to start letting small tournaments go on again. I plan to play in some tournaments. I'm not going to play in the online card game because I don't have the cards on the online game. I wish you had a way to scan them in or something, but they don't. And it's just too expensive to get the cards online. I will let y'all know if I end up playing any tournaments. I'll try to take videos or vlogs or something of the tournament if I get a chance to go. Not expected as of right now. I get my second Moderna shot April 9th. So about 2 weeks after that's whenever I'm supposed to be the most protected from my COVID-19 stuff. But the other thing about Pokemon Day was the two game announcements. And Pokemon Legends Arceus is probably the most hype. It's an open world where you can actually catch the Pokemon before you even have to battle them. Pokemon spawning in the open world. It looked very promising, but at the same time, knowing the Pokemon Company, they had to find a way to screw it up, and it sounds like it's just to complete the Pokedex, not to actually beat gyms or battle the Pokemon like normal. It sounds like it's more of a let's go type of game over an actual Pokemon game, which is depressing because a big part of the Pokemon franchise is to catch your team, grow your team, and bond with your team. And now it's, all right, just catch everybody, and you're done. Interested to see how the story goes with a Pokemon like Arceus, who has not been a part of a main series game, actually. It's either been giveaway or event Pokemon. The Legend games could potentially spin off into multiple, where we could get Pokemon Dialga, or Legends Dialga, and have its own origin for each legend. Pokemon Legends Shaymin. It would be cool to see some of these, but I doubt it'll happen. The Pokemon franchise, if it doesn't work, they don't try it again. So hopefully the game works, It looked promising. The graphics looked like Breath of the Wild. It was not expected at all. And then the Chibi remake of Sinnoh. Sinnoh is the game that everybody's wanted remade for years. And again, Pokemon had to figure out a way to screw it up. So they made it a Chibi remake. And it did not look great to some people. I personally think it looks amazing because it's an almost exact copy and paste of the game to the Switch, which we are getting a new Switch this year. QLED, and I think it's about half an inch bigger. So we have a lot of promising things coming to Nintendo this year. I personally can't wait for both the Pokemon games. They said that the Arceus will come out early 2022, and normally Thanksgiving time is when we'll see the Sinnoh remakes come out. As far as game news, E3 was canceled. It'll be all digital again this year, which for the most part, E3 as a whole has went to separate buildings and everybody does their own thing, so it's fine if E3 gets canceled as a live event, but the digital, hopefully we see some good things coming for the new gen consoles. MLB The Show coming out on Xbox was an automatic win for this year for me. Again, that's why I plan to stream it on either console. I got a digital PS5 and an actual Xbox Series X. Thank you to my cousin Chris, who helped hook me up with the digital PS5. But I think E3, honestly, is going to go away soon, and it'll just be a like it was last year, and each company will do their own thing. Won't be called E3 anymore. They might have something else for the developers and stuff to get together, but I think the companies that did it last year did it, except for some of the baiting and the lack of high-quality games. Halo's postponed again, so Xbox really can't win for me unless they come out with something real good, but my expectations are pretty low. Also, a new game that's coming out is Outriders. I've talked about it before. Anthony and myself both plan on playing it down the road, but the beta has come out. The beta actually comes at play. You can play the beta up until release day. I believe it's in April. It's a pretty good beta. There's quite a bit to do. You can play through all four character types, archetypes. And I spent about 3 or 4 hours on one archetype, and I think I found the one I liked. It's a pretty fun game. Visually looked good. There were a lot of bugs. It is just a beta, so I know that's towards the end of development, but it's got another month and some to come out. I played it on PC. I did not play it on console. I don't know if the beta is on console 100%. I'm sure it is, but if it's one of my more recommended games right now because there's not a lot of fire coming out until MLB The Show comes, and then all the other games can forget it for a while. Which, it does come out, I think, the same week of Outriders, so I will not be on Outriders week one, I can tell you that. Another game, Hogwarts Legacy. It's got some backlash, and it's got some hype off of it. They announced that you'll be able to create transgender characters. Personally, it doesn't change the game for me. There's some people that are upset that it's in the game. There's some people that are more excited because that's in the game. To each their own. It's one of those things where it's just another addition to the game for me. I'm ready for the game to come out, but it's been postponed again. My guess is it'll end up getting postponed 2 or 3 more times. Seems to be too common in the COVID era. I'm hoping now that the vaccines are starting to get more accessible, we'll start to see stuff get back to normal. I'm ready for movie theaters to open. I'm ready for things to go back to normal. That brings us to the movies and TV shows. Today is Friday the 5th. Tom Holland's Chaos Walking appears in theaters. I would love to say I'd go see it in theaters, but I really can't. There's not a theater that's actually open near me, first off. And second, I just don't know if I'd risk it yet because some of the theaters around here are not clean. Let's just put it that way. And a lot of these country people don't believe in actual social distancing or masks or anything like that, and I'm not a big fan of that, so that's all I'll say about that. I know it's a controversy to mask or not, but I wear a mask, my wife wears a mask, my wife's a nurse, and I pretty much listen to what she tells me. She's the boss in the relationship. Last week, Tom and Jerry came out on HBO Max and in theaters. It was a pretty disappointing movie, to be honest with you. It lacked on the Tom and Jerry side of things and relied more on Chloe Grace Moretz and Michael Peña. I thought the movie would have been good if they actually, if it was more of, it would have been a better movie if it wouldn't have had the Tom and Jerry name on it, because there wasn't enough Tom and Jerry. But the, all in all, I give it like a 4 out of 10. 2 out of 5, whatever you want to say. It just, Tom and Jerry looked good, but whenever they were beside a character like Chloe Grace or Michael, they, it just didn't look good. And they, for the movie to be titled Tom and Jerry, they just missed the mark. I can go on about it a little bit longer, but it's pretty much the same thing. If they would have named Tom and Jerry, I feel like the movie would have been a lot better. But we only got to see him maybe a fourth of the movie, maybe. We didn't get to see the classic Tom and Jerry, really. And then they ended up like maybe 2 or 3 times playing pranks on each other. It was, for the beginning there was a scene, and then there was a couple throughout, but for the most part, it really was not Tom and Jerry. Another pilot that we had, Superman and Lois. We got to see Superman in an original comic suit, which looked amazing. Tyler Hoechlin is a hell of an actor. He looks great as Superman. I like Henry Cavill, but I'd say Tyler looked better as Superman in this one. He did a hell of a job. We get to see Superman and Lois with kids. We got to see Captain Luther. I don't want to talk about it a whole lot because I plan on doing a big review for YouTube later, but it was a 4 out of 5 for me. The show looked awesome. Of course, it has the CW side of things where you got to throw like depression for the teenagers or some type of love scene in it for a teenager. But all in all, it was a great episode. The writing was good. The graphics were good. It seemed like it has a better budget than the other CW Arrow shows, in my honest opinion. But the opening scene is enough to sell you on the show right there. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out as soon as possible, because it's going to be one of those shows you need to follow. HBO Max is also, or HBO has announced that they're working on multiple Harry Potter projects. So we'll get to see, hopefully, a more of a prequel with characters like McGonagall, or a show with some of the characters like Tonks. And then hopefully we'll get to see post-Harry Potter stuff. The Harry Potter universe is one of those that, it's like the Star Wars universe. It's like the Marvel universe. It's got a lot of characters. Everybody wants to see a lot of these characters and what's happened after, what's happened before. It'll be, I'm sure, a big moneymaker, but I've been told they don't want J.K. Rowling, but she's, I've seen a lot of stuff about her that's not good, and I've seen a lot of stuff about her that's positive, but I know she pisses off the fans a lot with the way she talks on Twitter and social media. Fast 9, postponed again. I know, surprising. Who would have guessed, right? June 25th is the official release date of Fast 9. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a Fast and Furious fan, but at this point, who the hell knows when it's going to come out? Black Widow is expected to come out this summer. Again, who the hell knows? Doubted, to be honest with you. I feel like Disney or Marvel will move it back to at least November, which will screw up the MCU this year, but we'll at least get the TV shows, thank God. We got next week, we have a week off. The week after that, we have the Winter Soldier and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. been looking forward to this show for a while. I feel like this one will actually be action-packed. WandaVision, where it had very minimal action, I feel like Falcon and the Winter Soldier will be the exact opposite. We get to see Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan team up. Should be pretty fun. Should be pretty solid acting. Sebastian's one of my favorite actors. Anthony Mackie runs his mouth a lot, but I've met him twice, and I wasn't a fan both times I met him. He seems like he's more about the money, but as an actor, he's a great actor. Watched some of his Netflix stuff, watched some of his other movies. He was in 8 Mile. Dude's a pretty good actor, so show's going to be great. Finally, brings us to Justice League. They've officially released the chapter names of the movie. We got Part 1, Don't Count on It, Batman. Part 2, The Age of Heroes. Part 3, Beloved Mother, Beloved Son. Part 4, Change Machine. Part 5, All the King's Horses. Part 6, Something Darker. I can't wait to see Darkseid in this movie. Can't wait to see the movie in general, honestly, because I really did not like Justice League originally. It was not a movie that I was expecting to be bad, but whenever I went and saw it, I was let down. DC has always been, it'll always have a special place in my heart. Arrow's my favorite, Green Arrow is my favorite comic, and Arrow's my favorite TV show, and then they just, I wish they would have took some of the characters from the CW verse, but they don't. Well, now they're thinking about it, but they didn't want to at the time. Stephen Amell tried to promote it, and a couple others. Grant Gustin still deserves to be the Flash, but we probably won't see it happen. I don't think we'll see it happen with Grant. Definitely won't see it happen with Tyler, but they just cast Supergirl. I don't remember what her name was, but they just cast her last week, and it just seems like they're not about the small screen and big screen combo, but maybe HBO Max will see some of these characters cross over or something. It'd be nice. The Flash was one of those characters that could easily cross over, but I don't know. Grant Gustin's done a hell of a job with the show. Candace Patton's what's ruined it for me, but Grant Gustin is a hell of an actor. Which, this brings us to WandaVision, episode 8 and 9. Episode 8 was more of a recap, but we got to see some of Agatha's origin, and we got to see a little bit more of Wanda's origin, where we got to see her with Pietro and her parents in the house whenever the Stark missile landed in the house. All in all, episodes 1 through 9, I'd give the show a 3.5 out of 5, almost a 4. I feel like what killed the show was the hype around the show. All the theories and stuff kind of ruined the show because, we'll do spoilers for 2 minutes and then you can turn the show back on. The spoilers for me was everybody hyped up Doctor Strange, and even Paul Bettany said he was going to get to act with somebody he's always wanted to act with. Turns out it's himself. That was pretty depressing. I was hoping to see it was going to be somebody bigger like Mephisto or a Magneto or another character, an X-Men character, or something that was actually different rather than just being White Vision or a Skrull. That was the big hype train letdown for me. That's what kind of killed my half a point for the 4. Whenever I saw that the big cameo was a Skrull telling, what's her name? Monica Rambeau to come up to the, not shield, but sword base. It was a letdown for me. I feel like, all in all, the last episode was a pretty good episode if you take out the hype letdown. Elizabeth Olsen is a hell of an actress. Catherine Hahn did a hell of a job with the show. Paul Bettany did another great job. We get to really see Wanda broken down throughout this show and how much she's went through in the Marvel Universe. Elizabeth looked beautiful in her new suit. Can't wait to see how they go with her in the new suit and the rest of the franchise. The MCU is knocking it out the park right now. Can't wait to see Winter Soldier and the Falcon now because of how this ended. We did have to see, unfortunately, the kids let go and Vision let go, but I think that'll only build Wanda into a better character. Agatha, I wonder if we'll see her again. They made it sound like we might, kind of like a foreshadowing. If they need her, she knows where she's at, blah, blah, blah. But I would like to say we'll see her again. We may see her in Doctor Strange, but I'm kind of doubting it. I feel like this is one of those one-off characters, kind of like the Tinkerer or a couple of other Marvel characters that we've seen in one movie and we'll see him again. I don't really want to talk about the show too much. I'll talk about a better recap and review next week because there are a lot of spoilers that I don't want to ruin for some people. The fight scenes look great. The ending overall was great. My other main problem with it was we did not see Darcy for two episodes pretty much, and she just randomly appears for 2 seconds and then gone again. I really like Kat Dennings in the show. I think she did a good job with the screen time she was given and helped you make a character that wasn't that big in the MCU. She made you love that character for the couple minutes she was in the show and her quirky ways. A little advertising. SWAU, Star Wars Autograph Universe, is doing a signing with Kat Dennings. You can go to their website, swau.com. Some of their prices are pretty good, and you can see what other signings they have. They do a lot of good signings. They had Natalie Portman, Gina Carano, Ashley Eckstein, I think they had Carlo Esposito. They've had a lot of big signings. Gonna recommend a podcast. If you listen to this one, you like it. There's the Sleazy Podcast, my friend Eric. He has a podcast that is 100 times better than mine. I know mine's still pretty mediocre. Hopefully I can get it to be better. I shoot for the 30-minute time period, and that's normally what we about hit. Thank you all for your support. Again, today I'm cutting it short. My son's home from school and was not feeling good. We have some stuff to get taken care of before his surgery. I plan to rehaul the game room and get this streaming going. I plan to start the stream schedule Monday the 8th, I believe, is Monday. It might be the 9th. If there's anything that can help add to the content, if you like my new logo, please let me know. If you think I should change something about it, I'll take any tips. Anything you think, even if it's bad criticism, just let me know. I will gladly change something. Let me know how the audio quality is doing. Quick update about my signing. It sounded like the two people that I was currently working with might be a little bit too busy slash high as well on pricing. I'm trying to make it as affordable as possible for everybody. I've contacted several agencies and agents to see what I can get worked out. Right now, the one I'm working on is Byron Mann from Arrow, who played Yao Fei. I'm not 100% sure on his price range yet, so I'm not going to give an estimate. I'm also contacting a couple Star Wars characters. I'm trying to get a Star Wars Rebels signing together. I'm also trying to get a Chuck reunion signing together. And I tried to set up a WandaVision signing, but that one was a little bit, so I would have to set up a different schedule to where it'd be back half of the year, and I'm trying to get something together in the first half of the year. But again, thank you for your support. We'll get the streaming going probably Monday. I believe it's the 9th. It might be the 8th. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for sure Madden on Monday. I think the way we're going to do it's Monday Night Football, Tuesday Baseball, Wednesday Baseball, maybe Basketball. We could throw 2K in there. But the MLB The Show comes out in April, so we'll be playing 20 for now. Probably Diamond Dynasty just to get back into the things. We got a week off before we get the Winter Soldier, but we'll be doing a review of... I might try to get in the theater and see the Chaos movie with Tom Holland, because I love Tom Holland, but I'm not 100% sure yet. No other news really big, too big outside of that, but I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe.